Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:36 on this Friday morning here on KXNT, Nevada's Morning News. Thanks for making us a part of your routine. And, you know, we talk about change around KXNT a lot, some positive, some challenging, but certainly when it comes to changes, they're made with your interests and needs at heart as a listener. And we found, and I'll admit it, we found this version of Nevada's Morning News just isn't working. The 3 hours we give to you every morning feels a little bit broad, and we now live in a very fast-paced world with social media. And for some of you, we just can't provide everything you want, you've told us. In other cases, you want a little bit just more than top-level headlines. You want something to sink your teeth into. So on Monday morning, we're going to make a change, and we're bringing back two very familiar voices to KXNT. Now, from 6 to 8, come Monday morning, Monday through Friday, you will now hear celebrated commentator Glenn Beck. He'll be live for those 2 hours. He's been here on KXNT before, and we're bringing him home. And he provides a unique take on the world's events as they will happen. Again, Glenn will be live on KXNT. And remember, I said two familiar voices. At 8 o'clock, we're going to bring you a new local program, and we call it Vegas at 8. It'll be a 60-minute show covering the news of the day, but also providing even more in-depth opinion and insight centered around Las Vegas and Southern Nevada and the news of the world. And that host joins us in studio right now. And you shouldn't have to guess, and he'll be your morning bridge between Glenn and Rush every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock. And welcome back to Alan Stock.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be back, actually. Interesting story that you were talking about the kids on fire and like that. You never have to go too far to find people who are candidates for the Darwin Award. You notice that?
Truth.
It's becoming more and more profound. Yeah, I look forward to it. Glenn is Beck is a great guy, does great commentary, and these are very weird, spooky times right now, you know, with all the stuff going on politically and not only nationally with the president and with all the impeachment, but we're going to cover all of that. But also, I mean, this floats down and filters down to our local county and to the city and a lot of things going on. You know, you got the camping issue about whether or not the homeless should be out there, the camping law. And that, again, reflects about whether or not people are serious about dealing with homeless issue or just trying to cover things up with Band-Aids. So we're going to be looking at all of these things. And, you know, listen, everyone knows where I'm coming from politically. I am a libertarian conservative. I want government out of my life as much as possible on every level. But I also happen to think that our president has been doing a terrific job. And, you know, I'm here to talk about a lot of the issues connected with him and what's going on. So it's going to be a big, fast-paced hour. It's not going to have any fluff, really, nothing at all. No cones and anything like that. It's going to be strictly, you know, meat and potatoes, or if you want, veggie burgers and potatoes. But, you know, whatever. but it's going to be definitely filled with protein.
Absolutely. Vegas at 8, a 60-minute show covering the news of the day and something you can certainly sink your teeth into. Alan Stock going to rejoin the lineup Monday through Fridays. But if you're a big fan of the Alan Stock Answer, as I know a lot of you are, that will continue at 12:30, 3:30, and 6:30. If you need even more Alan Stock commentary, it'll still be here. Alan's going to continue doing those as well.
You know, I've over the last year, I've really fallen in love with doing the commentary. It's really disciplined me to be able to get everything down that I would need to say in a 3-minute period of time. So it's been a challenge for me, a discipline for me. So it's been a lot of growth. And now to be able to say, well, how do you pack like a 3-hour morning show or so in 1 hour? That's also a challenge. And so I'm looking forward to be able to take that hour and just put as much out as I can that people want to hear. And we'll be able to take calls, and so that you can plan on that. You've got the number anyway, 733-KXNT. Mark Thomas will be working with me, and we're looking forward to it. We're excited, very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And you're going to sleep in. You know.
Well, I got all kinds of plans here, Alan, but I do appreciate it. And again, it's great to have you back Monday through Friday, starting Monday morning. Again, we'll wake you up on the right side of the bed for sure, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. Glenn Beck, Vegas at 8 o'clock with one Mr. Alan Stock, and Rush Limbaugh at 9 o'clock here on News Talk 840 KXNT. Alan, we say goodbye for now, but we'll see you Monday morning.
I will be here Monday morning. Absolutely great. Thanks so much, and everybody have a great weekend. Keep on thinking free.
There you go. Alan Stock, again, rejoining the Monday morning lineup for those of you. Glenn Beck, 6 o'clock in the morning, starting Monday morning, live for 2 hours. Vegas at 8 with Alan Stock, starting at 8 o'clock, and, of course, Rush Limbaugh at 9 o'clock. Coming up next, we pull back the velvet rope on all things Las Vegas. Melinda Shekels from KXNT's Flip the Strip joins us coming up next here on Nevada's Morning News. KXNT.